Can cattle eat $8 corn? Thanks for joining us, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. High feed prices may have livestock and dairy producers reconsidering feeding strategies. The USDA's Rod Bain has that story.
With rising feed prices for livestock, producers and analysts may wonder if cows can literally eat $8 corn. Whether or not the livestock owner can afford to buy the $8 corn to feed cattle is an altogether different matter. That according to J.W. Schroeder of North Dakota State University Extension. That is why producers should look at different strategies to reduce feed costs. And Schroeder says it all starts with keeping records.
Even though the increasing milk prices are headed in the right direction, they're not fully going to offset the escalating feed costs. And so using records to make sure we're not leaving money on the table, as it were, is important.
There are other tips to consider, including consulting a nutritionist on feeding strategies.
As a nutritionist by training, we like to think that that's probably the best place to start, and when it makes up 50 to 60% of the cost of producing milk, it becomes a logical place to look. And without exception, it's always prudent to analyze forages on at least a monthly basis to make sure that we're not over-supplementing with expensive protein. And, of course, the availability of and the regionalization of all byproducts become a reasonable alternative.
Schroeder also says basic feeding strategies, such as keeping cows on a regular feeding schedule, providing fresh feed twice daily, and creating adequate bunk and stall space, especially for lactating dairy cows, are important aspects of supplementing feed grain.
As the science of nutrition turns into an art of management, the cow likes consistency. A lot of attention has been paid to that in recent years, and producers have found that they get a generous response from a cow that is content and well-fed.
Another idea for livestock and dairy producers, consider multiple feeding groups, separating low and high-producing cows. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And cattle producers definitely enjoying the new spring grass coming on. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.